Sure, I'm next.
We've all felt like Samuel. No, I'm not talking about being called old by the people, although we may have been there too. I'm talking about Samuel going crazy. This is crazy Samuel time. You know, when you know what is right, when you know what happens and what will happen and how the world is arranged, and you tell the people that, you, in no uncertain terms, you tell them the reality of having a king, for example, the high taxes, the forced labor, all the stuff, and the people, they don't argue. They don't have a conversation, much less the compromise or a consensus. They just say, to all your wonderful reasons of how the world works, they say no. 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 All the stuff you said, all the great reasons you gave, we say no. We want a king. We want to be like other nations. Did you hear it? We want to be normal. Who can say hallelujah to being normal? I haven't heard more consensus around an idea ever. I want to be normal. All praise to the God normal, where everything is normal. I want to talk to you about normal. Nevada isn't normal, and they're proud of that. I can tell you for sure you're not normal, and I just have to say one day, one morning, my first Nevada Day parade. First, we have the governor, riding atop a military half track, going down Main Street. I go, well, that's not normal. The governor in the military half track going down the Main Street, that's a little odd. Then next, few floats later, we have a convertible with sex workers telling us to come on down to the brothel for the Nevada Day special. Okay, that's not normal for this Ohio boy. And then to finish up the parade, we have the synchronized shooting rifles drill team. Okay, we really don't think that's normal in Ohio or anywhere I've been. We shoot guns together in a parade, not something we do. You know, we talk about going into a pharmacy or a grocery store, and there's slot machines and a whole room full of them. Now, people have told me all my life that the way I eat is a gamble, but here we have the slot machines to prove it. Normal. The people wanted to be normal. We want to be like the other nations. You know, they have a king that goes out before them and fights their battles and does the things that other nations do. We want to be normal. And I'm here to tell you that the Bible is against normal. Well, that's not totally true. I mean, the Bible's sort of split. The people and God come down differently because God is against normal. The people, they're all for it. And you could say the whole story of the Bible could be look at the lens between God saying, don't be normal, and the people says, yeah, we really want to be normal. And that's the whole story of salvation. The abnormal love and grace of God calling normal people into abnormal community. And it's not just the Hebrew Scriptures. Our reading from the Gospel. Yeah, we have the family of Jesus saying, why can't that kid just be normal? Why can't he get a normal job? Why is he fooling around with demons? And you see that? It says restrained. The family didn't come to talk to him. The family didn't come to be with him in his meeting. The family didn't come to dinner. They were outside. They were there to restrain him. Was this some kind of early intervention to try to convince him and to change his ways, to get him out of that cult he was starting? They wanted him to be normal. Has that ever happened today? I think if you go to any pride event, you don't even have to go to the parade. You can just go to the people that came to watch the parade. And they will tell you about their family wanting them to just be normal. Not be who they are, but be normal. Not be with who they love, but be normal. Study just came out in Canada that 1 out of 10 gay people up in Canada have been forced into some kind of conversion therapies. 1 out of 10 in 2021. To be normal. Do we worship normal? Normally, in a typical year, 300 children die of flu. Every year, year in, year out, 300 children, 600 parents. Let me see if I get my math. Hundreds, thousands of grandparents lose a child. Normal. Ah, it's normal. But this year, with us wearing masks, keeping distance, washing our hands, 0 children died of the flu. 0. That's not normal. When you tell me you want to go back to normal, I got to say, hold on now. Have you thought about what normal was? Children dying? You want to go back to normal? You know, it was normal for people of color every time they get a traffic stop to be in a life or death situation, to be somehow an unwilling participant in a murder edition of Simon Says. That if you don't do what I say as quickly as I said in the right quickly way, your life is at danger. That was normal. And it was normal for us white people to deny, ignore, explain away, and say, oh, they must have done something wrong. Oh, if they only said, did things quickly, or did follow instructions, or did this. And it was just normal for people to get killed, people of color, to get killed over a traffic stop, over a minor violation, over a misdemeanor. Is that normal we want? How about women? This is the only year and a half in the history of the recent history of our country where women were not constantly told to smile. They are so much prettier when they smile. Where men would tell women how they should feel, how they should look, how they should act. Heck fire, you didn't even have to wear makeup if you didn't want to. It used to be normal to tell people how to live and how to smile and how they should be in the world. But now we can put the mask on. They don't know if we're grimacing or whatever. You want to get back to that normal? What about us religious folks? Yeah, maybe you're not a person of color. Maybe you're not a woman. Maybe you don't have children young and susceptible to flu. But we're all in church. We know what normal is at church. Want to get back to the normal, do we? I mean, it was normal that if you were not able-bodied and could not sit quietly without interruption for an hour, hour and a half, if Christie's preaching, you weren't allowed to be in church. You couldn't be there. You couldn't be a part of the community. Oh, yeah, we had homebound ministry. God bless everybody for doing all that. But you couldn't be with the people. Couldn't be with the Zoom. And you know, it Zooms in the Bible. You all know that, right? It's in, I'm telling you. You know what they call the internet? The cloud, right? You've heard that. Cloud, the internet. What does it say in the Bible? Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, Zoom. We're talking about you. And if you weren't in town, if you're visiting out of town, if you moved out of town, you were cut off from community. If you couldn't get it together and you couldn't be at the exact same time, the exact same place, you couldn't experience worship. And I'll go further. Even if you weren't disabled, apparent, you know, visibly. Some people couldn't come to church because of social anxiety. They didn't like to be touched and hugged and nattered at. Maybe there was somebody that they weren't comfortable being around with, they didn't feel safe with, and they had a divorce and the other person got custody of the church. You know how that goes. But with Zoom, online, they could come and could worship together. I don't like to be hugged. I got things, and I pay people to listen to. You don't have to. But I don't like to be hugged. I've got arthritis. I don't wear a badge. I don't have one of those wonderful, you know, Packards that people are wearing now. But handshakes hurt me a lot of times. You know how terrible that is for a pastor to not be able to handshake people? Not without a grimace? There's other people that have more problems than I do that don't want to be hugged for one good reason or bad or whatever. And so they don't come to church. But with Zoom, they can come and be like everyone else. Don't be normal. Examine the normal. Sure, it's great. I mean, this year has been four times the planning, twice the effort for one half of the results. It is so much easier to copy and paste, whether it's church services or our life, to just replicate from one another, change the dates, couple things, and off we go. It's so much easier, and that's why people love the normal. But that doesn't leave much room for God. If you embrace the normal and only the normal, God says, you have rejected me. And you know what normal starts with? No. You can't have normal without no. No! You can't have your own feelings. You got to smile all the time, women. No, you can't be with who you love. No, you can't be gay. You just decide to be gay. Stop being gay. No, you can't be it. No, you can't be a non-hugger and be in our church. No, you can't be disabled and fully participate in work. No. Normal starts with no. What do you do? What can we do? Well, you know, God reminds us in Samuel, you know, his preference. He says, hey, remember the normal I took you out of? Remember the normal called slavery in Egypt? Remember that normal? Oh, I guess another day of being a slave. Well, same day as the last. Another day of backbreaking work with no help, no hope, and no help. Okay, normal. And God says, no, no more normal. I want you to be a nomad. Because that's the difference of being normal, right? And that's what we've been the last year and a half. We've been nomads. We don't know where we are, where we're going. We're saying, what's, do we have masks? Do we not have masks? Is it contact? Is it not contact? Do we fog the place or not fog the place? Do we have to stay away? How many vaccines do we have? Do we have vaccines? Is it going to disappear? Is it not? Nomads. We don't know where we are. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's next. We kept planning for things and we had to cancel them. Where's the virus come from? Where is it going? What's going on? Nomads. And when we're not in our normal place, God has room to act. God has room to do wonderful things just in the church. The church has made more changes and accommodations and advancements in the first month of the pandemic than we did in 20, 30 years. 30 years we've been talking about, there's a whole world outside these walls we could bring in if we just use the technology. Oh no, that's not normal. I remember, have you ever seen Father Jeff Paul, he's really into it. He's very, very competent. But the day they closed church and said he had to go online, in Ohio we call it deer in the headlights, you know, where the eyes get really big. And he says, what are we going to do? And I go, I'll be there. I'll be there Tuesday. We'll figure this out. We can get it done. So I come in, and he just, what am I going to do? It's not normal to not have church, but have church. And I asked him a couple questions. I said, well, do you want to talk and preach to a camera? Because we could do it that way. Or do you want to talk and preach to people on a screen that you can see? He says, oh, I want to see the people. I have to see the people. Said, all right. We'll get you hooked up. It wasn't normal. But as a way during a crisis for the people of God to come together. And we were gathered from all over. People from all different places and times of the congregation were gathered together. And we could be together as much as we could as cyber nomads on the surfing the storms of the pandemic. You thought that was hard. It was. You did well. Some churches aren't coming back. I have a church that right now they're discussing whether to close or not. But you did well. But good news, don't rush back to normal. Don't rush back to normal. Because for so many people, normal wasn't working. Normal didn't let them talk to God. And if you are honest and introspective, perhaps normal wasn't working for you. So, don't be too concerned if everybody around you doesn't look at the world the way you do. That's a little upsetting right now. Like Samuel, you're going to say, I have great reasons. I have the facts. I have the list. I have all the YouTube videos that you can watch and know that I am correct. But God says, don't take it personal. They're struggling with the whether or not to go with me and be a nomad into this new world, or whether to return to Egypt and slavery and patriarchy and monarchy for the false god of normal. Friends, be nomads. Follow God. Be with God in whatever crazy place we are. Don't try to shut down and shut out others by saying no to them. No, that's not normal. Instead saying, come along with us. We're nomads on a journey together. Amen.